what I carry in my Workpack 2023. I am not a light traveller in general. I tend to carry a lot to cater for all situations, and this is particularly true with my work bag. As a long-time contractor, I always find it best to not rely on anything being present at a client's site, and always carry everything you need for a full day's work. Let's start with the basics. After trying lots of rucksacks over the years, LowPro has proved to be the most consistent and best padded. They are designed to keep camera lenses safe, which cost more than laptops. Their only downside is the constant model change. So, whenever your current bag wears out, you have to work out the current equivalent model. Looking at their site just now, if I was buying a new one, it would be the Flipside 500 AW2, which is fractionally larger than the one I currently use, but still good. In addition to the excellent padding, they are very water-resistant and stuffed with good pockets and can take a hell of a lot of weight. The only one I have ever successfully damaged was one I was using to carry a 32kg kettlebell back and forth to a gym. Also in the picture is a Totes Eco Extra Strong, which is a good workhorse umbrella. Next comes the Laptop S. When I'm using my own laptop, I favour the highest power 15-inch ThinkPad that can be charged off USB-C that I can get, which seems to change from generation to generation. But currently, I'm mainly using the client's laptop. And for my own work, I'm finding a good Android tablet plus keyboard and mouse is doing just fine. For this, you currently can't beat Samsung, though their keyboards are heart attack expensive, so much so that I would move to an external keyboard and a solid case for the tablet next time. For years, I have proudly been a single monitor person. As a contractor on a laptop, it made sense. But working remotely plus having to now manage a calendar from hell made me move to multiple monitors. Now we are back to a lot of office work. I'm finding that I miss it. There are a lot of posh recommendations for USB monitors with fancy features, but I just want a second monitor that looks the same and is at the same angle as my laptop. After trying a bunch of them, I settled on the ThinkVision M14D 14-inch. It is like the classic ThinkPad range. Solid, well-behaved, and just does the job. In addition, it comes with an excellent case and is light as a feather. So now, when I have space, I pack this as well. I would have killed for it back in the training and Salesforce days. Now on to the tech accessories. For a power brick, Omni Mobile 25600 seems to handle all the needs I have and is about as big as you can easily take on a plane. I also have the Omni 20 plus 220V, but found it a bit of an overkill. PowerCube Rewirable. One of the most useful bits of tech ever, a power block that means you don't need to bring multiple travel adapters with you and is usable for everyday work. I bring mine everywhere, and the fact that it uses a standard C14 socket, normal people call these kettle leads, means that you can get a wide variety of cables and splitters for it. Odd power cables. As mentioned above, using the standard C14 connector means you can get adapters and splitters. The one you can see in the picture is a C14 to C5 called cloverleaf or laptop cables. Tech pouch. Rather than a formal tech bag, I found a wash bag from Eagle CS done me proud for years now. Decent USB charger. So many of the apparently amazing USB chargers you see advertised on the internet turn out to be rubbish. They share their full load poorly when multiple devices are plugged in, or often even want fast charge something on their own. The most consistent I have found is the Anker 543 charger, which in addition is not built into a UK plug, which gives me more flexibility. Compact UK power lead, used mainly for the USB charger. This is a nice compact foldable UK plug cable. They don't seem to make the UK version anymore. Headset. For my work headset, I use a Plantronics Voyager 5200. It's solid and dependable, easy to get replacement ear tips. 4. And to keep charged when you have 10 hours of meetings in a day, only unusual bit is that you don't use the built-in USB dongle anymore, as Bluetooth has improved to such an extent that it has surpassed Plantronics' own standard. Power supply, huge power supply brick, for client's laptop, ball, ton of different cables and mess. Adapters. Considering we are all using USB, there still seems to be a lot of different sodding cables to carry. I'm not going to recommend brands and such, but a few tips have stood me in good stead. Carry duplicates of the common ones. If you are an Android person, also carry a lightning cable and versa. Nothing makes friends faster than a charging cable in need. For USB-C cables, the only ones you can really trust for USB-C to USB-C activity are the thick ones with a 4K video rating. All others will have at least one failing: won't carry 100 watts, won't be recognized, can't be used for external monitors, etc. Remember, USB-C is just a connector format. I favor trackballs over mice, both for shoulder health and for working on the move, so have used the Logitech trackball for the last 25 years. The current version of the Ergo M500 is the best yet, and a good external case keeps it protected. I always work with a physical notepad. It used to be a moleskin, hard shell reporter notepad, but they stopped making that style, and it turned out that I could actually get 100 custom made at a fraction of the cost that moleskin used to charge. So that's what I did. I also use the analog cards by Ugmunk for day-to-day task identification. Pen-wise, I always use a Papermate Flex Grip, as it's a solid workhorse of a pen. Here's where it gets a bit weird. I carry a desktop fan as I overheat in the normal 23 degrees of a standard office. For this, I use an old server fan modified to run off USB, because they are far quieter and have far less vibrations than normal fans. You may overheat a lot in the office, but if you bring a fan that makes a hell of a noise, vibrates, and annoys your clients and people around you, you are not making any friends. External keyboard-wise, at home I use a full-size Logitech MX keyboard, so it makes sense to keep with the same key feel, so I use the shorter MX Keys Mini with a third-party hard case, given the prices Samsung charge for their tablet keyboards, and given the option to purchase again, I would purchase this to control the tablet as well. With the easy swap buttons for controlling multiple machines, it means I can use this with machines both at home and on the move. Corporate bits. For some reason, no matter how posh and well set up the company is, they never have good conference facilities set up when it actually comes time to do a call or brainstorm, so I bring a little kit in a bag with the following in it. PowerConf S3 speakerphone, a good general-purpose speaker and mic set that can run either via Bluetooth or USB off your phone or laptop. Pen set, a good pack of whiteboard pens, but given the nature of a lot of modern whiteboards, remember to swap at least one of them out for a white chalk pen. Wipe set, often overlooked by facilities and always by people, you need something to clear off your work after the meeting, so a small whiteboard wiper, a cloth, and most important, a cleaning spray. I have never found a travel set for this, but whoosh, do a 8mm screen cleaner refillable spray bottle that you can fill with whiteboard cleaner, and it's about the size of a pen, so it can go in the existing pen. In conclusion, as you can see, I pack for every eventuality. I have found that the slight ribbing you get where it looks as if you're packing for the world's end in an office is far outweighed by the satisfaction that clients get when you simply can cope with everything. Nothing makes you stop work, you just shrug and keep going, as well as carrying enough to help other people and keep the team going at a pinch.